Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle Back to School Serious Special. And now I'm talking callers to talk about their favorite school grade. And I'm going to first grade. But you all may be going to the same grade as me or a different grade. And we're playing Lava to let some kids know that it's time to call in. And we're on in 3, 2, 1.
A long, long time ago, there was a volcano living all alone in the middle of the sea. He sat high above his bed, watching all the couples play and wishing that he had someone too. And from his lover came this song of hope that he sang out loud every day for years and years. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth see the sky up above will send me someone to love. Years of singing all alone turned his lava into stone until he was on the brink of extinction. But little did he know that living in the sea below, another volcano was listening to his song. Every day she heard his tune, her lava grew and grew because she believed his song was meant for her. Now she was so ready to meet him above the sea as he sang his song of hope for the last time. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth, sea, and the sky up above will send me someone to love. Rising from the sea below stood a lovely volcano, looking all around, but she could not see him. He tried to sing to let her know that she was not there alone, but with no lava, his song was all gone. He filled the sea with his tears and watched his dreams disappear as she remembered what his song meant to her.
I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth, sea, and the sky up above will send me someone to love.
so happy to finally meet above the sea. All together now, their lava grew and grew. No longer are they all alone with Aloha as their new home. And when we visit them, this is what they sing.
I have a dream I hope will come true, that you'll grow old with me,
and I'll grow old with you. We thank the earth, steer the sky, we thank too. I love you. I love you.
Hi, welcome back. It's Chloe's Friendship Circle on tape on Kids Place Live. And now it's time to take the live callers. And first, we have my Aunt Tess. Hello, Aunt Tess. How's it going?
Hi, Chloe. It's good. How are you?
Good. Good. How about you?
Great. I'm great.
So, what was your favorite grade?
My favorite grade of school was first grade.
Yeah, like I'm going to. You heard me, right?
Yeah, I know you're going to first grade. It's so much fun.
Yes, why did you like first grade?
I liked first grade because I had a really nice teacher named Mrs. Kroenke, and that's when I met my good friend Carrie.
You did? I thought I'm
too
bad, and you did.
No, I met Carrie in first grade, and we're still friends right now.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. What grade are you going into now?
I'm going to be going into my junior year of college.
Yep, I know that.
That's old, right?
Old. And would you like to say something to the audience about school?
Of course.
Go ahead and say that.
Okay. Make sure you do all your homework and all your work and get good grades, and you'll have a good school year.
Yep. What she said, right?
Right? Yep.
Okay, so if you wanted a new, if you wanted to have a school when you grew up, what grade will it be?
If I wanted to teach?
If you wanted to teach when you grew up.
I think I would do a grade in elementary school because the kids are still young. So I'd like to teach them.
Which elementary school would you like to
Which elementary school? I wish I could teach at your elementary school so I would have you as a student.
Yeah. Sometimes you want that to happen. But
yeah, I would love that.
But what grade would you like to teach in elementary school?
Maybe kindergarten or first grade.
Okay, so, and now it's time for my song to go. So, bye.
Bye, Chloe.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Felt so nervous in the morning light. Ba, ba, ba. Mom said it would be all right. Still, I had giant-sized butterflies on that first day. Ba, ba, ba. So she made me some hot oatmeal. Ba, ba, ba. It couldn't change the way I feel. I don't know how it would go on that first day. Ba, ba, ba. the car and we're on our way. When we get there, Mom, will you stay? I might need the space, but just in case on that first day. Mom told me when you first came into this world, we felt the same. We had giant-sized butterflies on that first day. If there was some kind of magic spell that could protect like a turtle shell, everyone would be wearing one on that first day. She opened the backseat door, told me what butterflies are for, how they were meant to fly, they were born to be your guide. Now Mom's beside me and the school's inside, and everything is gonna be alright, 'cause I got giant-sized butterflies on my first day.
It's my first day,
and my butterflies are well disguised.
It's my first day,
but those butterflies, they're giant-sized.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle on Tape on Kids Place Live. And now it's time for my interview with my mother, Kara. And maybe she'll be calling. I hear a ring. It's her.
What was that song we just heard?
We heard Giant Sized Butterflies by Justin Roberts from his album Pop Fly. You should hear it on Kids Place Live. I'm sure you'll love it. But I think it only plays when Mindy shows are on. But today, we're gonna have a blast with everything else we have on our list. So, let's get started. So, first let's call in Kara. Hello, Kara.
Hey, how are you doing, Chloe?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
So, what grade do you teach?
I teach high school kids.
You do? And what's best way to have a good student?
What's the best way to have a good school year and be a good student?
No. What's the best way to have a good school year?
The best way to have a good school year is to always try your best, I think. I think you should always try to be nice to everybody and to pay attention. And even if something is hard, you just try to do it your best and not worry about it. And then just, you know, ask your teacher for help, and that's about it. What do you think?
I think that's good ideas. But first, if you had a different class, what grade will it be?
I don't have a different class. I'm gonna teach high school. I used to teach little kids, and then I taught middle school kids, and now I teach high school kids. And so that's probably what I'm going to keep on doing.
Okay, so, but if you taught a different grade.
I taught all the grades, and I like what I'm doing the best right now.
Okay, so you would still want to teach high school if you taught a different grade, right?
Yep, that's what I think.
So, thanks for calling, and the interview was perfect, but now I have to go on to my next song because it's already set. So, bye!
Bye! What's your next song?
It's called Royal Prep. I'll announce this to our friends, too. Everyone, you know from Sophia the First, Once Upon a Princess, that we're playing Royal Prep. Have a nice day! Bye!
Bye.
I'm afraid it will take a little longer than a few days to learn how to be a princess. You see, when someone new enrolls here at good old Royal Prep, they're at that great beginning. They're taking that first step.
Your lesson will commence here once you pass through this door. So why not come and join us and see what lies in store?
You'll learn the art of manners, of royal protocol.
That's right.
And when to bow and curtsy for functions big and small.
You'll read books of fact and fiction, of poetry and prose.
You'll learn to give a royal speech while perfectly composed.
At Royal Prep, step by step, you'll gain wisdom and pep. So heed the call, come be all you can be.
Every task, every test,
just give it your best.
You'll see.
And don't forget our motto.
To which you'll be true.
Rule over others as you'd have them rule over you.
You're taking your first step at Royal Prep.
We'll explore enchanted objects, each creature, every charm.
So spells of evil magic will never do you harm.
In arts and crafts you'll draw and paint, or maybe work with wood.
You'll learn to as well as dance, for footwork both are good.
At Royal Prep, step by step, you'll gain wisdom and pep.
So keep the call, come be all you can be.
Every task, every test,
just give it your best.
And we'll do the rest, you'll see.
And don't forget our motto, to which you'll be true.
Rule over others as you'd have them rule over you.
We're royal all the way.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle on tape on Kids Play Squad. And now it's time for a recipe of the day. I forgot. Tricks on Sticks. So first, you'll need 1 box of Trix cereal, a bag of small marshmallows, 1 stick of butter. Can't use it all. 1 packet of mini jumbo sticks. So, now let's move on to our recipe. In a microwave safe bowl, add 1 packet of small marshmallows and 3 tablespoons of butter. Cook 3 minutes on high. Keep your eye on it. Every microwave is different. Okay, so next, butter your spatula. It makes stirring all that stickiness so much easier. Add about 3/4 box of the Trix cereal into a warm marshmallowy goodness and stir well. Let the Trix mix cool about 10 minutes. The balls stick together better when the marshmallows have cooled a bit. While you're waiting, butter a pan to place the finished balls on. Last part of the recipe! So excited! When you're ready to start, butter your hands so a mixture doesn't stick to you either. Butter your hands after each ball. Grab a fishbowl of Trix mix, roll into a firm ball in your hand, then stick a stick in the middle of it. Place your pan, and that's it! So easy. And here's some comments. There's hard to please. Wanna back this fun back to school? Check out these two apple sticks. And here's another comment. This is such a fun recipe for kids. It's pretty much just Rice Krispies Pizza, minutes Rice Krispies. And that's all. And now here's the Story Pirates with their version of a boy's story called Weird Backpack.
And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Bridget's story, The Weird Backpack.
Welcome back to another episode of The Adventures of Weird School Supplies. This week's episode, The Weird Backpack.
Henry, it's time for school.
Coming, Mom.
Come on, Champ. Your pancakes are getting cold.
Be right down.
What is taking that boy so long?
Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Dad.
Morning, Tiger.
What was that noise?
What noise? I didn't hear anything.
I heard it too. It sounds like a weird sort of evil sound coming from your backpack.
Okay, Mom and Dad. Whatever you say, I gotta get to school. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Champ.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, backpack.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Henry's backpack.
Did we just say goodbye to Henry's backpack?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
Meanwhile, at school...
Michelle?
Here.
Topher?
Present.
Kimberly?
Here.
And Henry. Henry? Where's Henry?
I'm here.
Oh, well, how good of you to join us, Henry. Now take off that backpack and have a seat.
Okay. What the...
Henry, I said take off that backpack and have a seat.
I'm trying.
Henry, this isn't a game. Take off that backpack at once.
I can't, Mrs. J. It won't let go.
Won't let go? Don't be silly. Turn around and show me what the problem is.
Okay.
I'm a man-eating backpack!
Oh, don't be ridiculous, backpack. You don't even look like a man. And you're certainly not eating a backpack.
No, no, I don't mean that I'm a man-eating a backpack. I'm a man-eating backpack!
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I get it now. You're a backpack that eats people.
Yeah, that's it.
Gotcha. Man-eating backpack! Ah, everybody run! Ah!
Whoa, backpack! Where are you going? You're dragging me with you!
I'm going where all weird backpacks go! I'm going to eat everything I see!
I don't know, backpack!
Come on, Henry!
Whoa!
That backpack is eating the books!
Delicious books!
Now that backpack's eating desks.
Mmm, desks!
Is even eating teachers.
Teachers? Well, that's fine. Just so long as the backpack isn't eating teachers. Wait, what did I just say?
Teacher!
Oh!
No, 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 no!
That backpack just ate our teacher.
Backpack, you've gone too far. You cough up our teacher and stop eating everything this instant.
Fat chance of that happening, Henry. You know what? I think I've had enough of you carrying me around. I'm jumping off your back and making some new friends.
Backpack, come back!
Oh no, now the backpack is eating the whole classroom.
No, no, no. My fellow backpacks, rise up! Rise up out of those cubbies! Rise up out of those lockers! Jump down off those backs and join me in taking over the country!
Backpacks! Backpacks! Backpacks!
Does anyone else think this is sort of weird?
Topher, an army of evil backpacks just took over the country. I think it's safe to call that weird.
What are we gonna do?
Look, up there, in the sky.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's...
A backpack?
Not just any backpack, it is I! Super weird superhero backpack!
You're a backpack? Then why are you wearing a t-shirt?
And why do you have worms in your pockets?
Oh, because I'm super weird.
Well, he's not wrong.
And now to stop those evil weird backpacks!
Meanwhile, at the White House...
Thank you, Mr. President. We accept your surrender.
I had no choice. There are simply too many backpacks in this country for our military to handle.
Now that we've taken over the country, what's to stop us from taking over the world?
Yeah!
Say, what's
that up in the sky?
I think it's a bird.
No, I think it's a plane.
Actually, now that I think of it, it looks more like a super weird superhero backpack, wearing a t-shirt with worms in his pockets.
That's exactly what I am, and I'm here to stop you, weird evil backpack.
Wow, I thought I was weird.
Well, you might be weird, but I'm super weird. Now, come with me or else...
Or else what?
Or else I will start throwing these gross, icky worms at you.
Ooh, gross. Please, please do not do that. That is disgusting. Ugh, I surrender.
Wise choice. And now I'm going to take you all to Tickle Island.
Tickle Island?
No!
Meanwhile, back at school...
Michelle?
Here.
Topher?
Present.
Kimberly?
Here.
And Henry? Henry? Where's Henry?
You're Henry, remember?
Oh, right! I forgot. Jeez, school isn't quite the same without books, desks, classrooms, or teachers.
Look up there.
It's a bird!
Oh, it's a plane.
Guys, it's clearly the super weird superhero backpack flying through the sky. He looks nothing like a bird or a plane.
Well, kids, the day has been saved. I've bought you new books, desks, classrooms, and your old teacher back.
Hi, kids.
Mrs. J!
You know, I've got to be honest, being eaten by a backpack isn't nearly as bad as you might think.
Really?
Sure, it could be worse. I could be stuck on Tickle Island.
Meanwhile, on Tickle Island...
Tickle, Tickle Island, all we do is tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle here on Tickle, Tickle Island.
Please stop tickling me!
Tickle, Tickle Island, all we do is tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle here on Tickle, Tickle Island.
Curse you, super weird superhero backpack. I'll get my revenge on you if it's the last thing I do.
Tickle, tickle, tickle here on Tickle, Tickle Island.
And now Leah Overtree speaks with the author herself, Bridget.
Hi, I'm Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle on tape on Kids Play Swap. And now it's time for Chloe's tips for a good year. Be nice. Be a nice friend to everyone. Pay attention. Ask questions. Always do your best. And that was Story Pirates with their story called The Weird Backpack. And now it's time for our friendship pledge. And I pledge that everyone has a friend to count on, love, and be true to. Bye!
A hug feels good around your neck on a Monday morning when you feel like a wreck. Off to work, off to school, oh please. Give me a squeeze. I'll put it in my pocket, keep it with my keys, while I fly over oceans battling wild beasts. So yeah, oh please, just one more squeeze. I'll put it in my bag, keep it with my umbrella, while I'm riding a train with my friend Gorilla. Oh, a hug feels good anytime, whether it's raining on your head or beaming sunshine. Late at night, waking up, oh please, give me a squeeze. I put it under my pillow, keep it with my dreams, while we're dissing the crickets and laying moonbeams. Oh yeah, oh please, just one more squeeze. We'll travel by boat to faraway lands, we'll rock all night in big brass bands. Oh yeah, we're singing do 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 feels good.